There you have it. So, oh, Anthony, I did a little bit more checking on that whole duty to retreat thing in Castle. I can't find anything, nothing at all that would indicate there's been a change. And they may be sneaky, and they may be trying to not make a big thing of stuff. There's no way it doesn't appear anywhere, you know. And so I seriously question whether, I'd like some clarification on the law and the right to retreat and all that stuff, or right to stand your ground and obligation to retreat. But probably a good time to get a refresher on the current state of affairs here in the state. But I see nothing to indicate there was any legislative or change anyway. It was, what year was it? It was quite a ways back where they opened it up. And there's really been no movement on that particular, on the stand your ground since implemented. It's been quite a while now. So, anywho, it's had me searching.
You know, it makes sense that somebody on the internet would be fear-mongering that, and if you can't find anything, there's a low probability that anything changed. Legally, they have to post it. No matter how good they are at sneaking it into a bill or whatever, it would have to be posted somewhere. You would definitely be able to find it. But, hey, I just pulled into the driveway here. I'm going to park and go into the building, so I will catch up with you guys later. Try to get on the radio tomorrow morning, and I think at some point, Sean, I'm running over to see Dakota tomorrow, maybe around lunchtime. If anything syncs up, I will let you know when I'm running over there. And if you're around for lunch, we'll see if we can make something happen. KEH.